Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Here we go on a Tuesday night. Welcome in. It is a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauley, continuing to come your way from baseball's winter meetings in Orlando. We have you for the next 2 hours as we continue our full coverage from the winter meetings. Today was a little bit more of an active day from an industry standpoint. Kyle Schwarber got his deal done with the Phillies. Edwin Diaz is headed to the Dodgers. Former Cardinal Steven Matz, he's got a new deal as he heads to the Tampa Bay Rays. But if you are looking for transactions involving the Cardinals, you are going to have to look elsewhere because they have not yet occurred here at the meetings, and no indication really being given that they are overly close to a deal being done. That doesn't mean that something might not happen. We'll talk with Heim Bloom one more time coming up tomorrow evening after the Rule 5 draft takes place tomorrow. You would think the Rule 5 draft will be the biggest part of that conversation, unless something does end up happening where the Cardinals make a move. I get the sense that the conversations that are taking place, in fact, you know, one of the things that we talked about on yesterday's show was something that Heim said yesterday, that there's not a lot of in-person conversations that are taking place with executives from other teams. That even here at the winter meetings, there's still a lot of phone calls and text messages, that a lot of the one-on-one conversations are more taking place with agents. But Heim said today that he actually, the situation presented itself where he went and he spoke with another head of baseball operations for another team, didn't share what team that was, and they sat down and they had a one-on-one conversation. And he said it was actually kind of nice to be able to do that, and something that he'd like to do a little bit more of. So that happened. We don't know any of the details of it. We don't know if that might lead to anything. I do know that Heim did a lot of media today as well. He had his spot on MLB Network today on TV. He recorded with us for the Countdown to Opening Day show, which is going to be coming up on Thursday night. So he had a lot of things going on, but and I'd asked him, I was talking to him just off to the side, and I asked him how late he was up working last night. I said, you know, when was the point where you did your final work thing? And it was late into the night. It was very late into the night last night, really early into the morning that he finally got to bed, and then got up and got going once again this morning. And that's how things work here at the baseball winter meeting. So work is going on. Whether or not that's actually going to produce any results at some point in, say, the next 24, not even the next 24 hours, because, you know, we'll be here tomorrow night still broadcasting the show from this very spot, but we are probably going to be in an empty hallway outside of ballrooms, maybe the last media outlet to still be here, because by the time the Rule 5 draft takes place tomorrow afternoon, that is just about it, and that's going to that will wrap things up for the winter meetings, and everybody at that point is going to disperse, and conversations will continue in those local spots, but that's going to be about it. So we are coming down the home stretch. Even though it feels like we just got here, we're coming down the home stretch of this year's winter meetings with less than 24 hours to go. As always, if you want to chime in on the program, you can do so. You can call or text. The phone number is 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, M-A-T-T-P-A-U-L-E-Y on air. And for those of you who are watching on the video stream, like Eric, you can just leave a comment. Eric said nobody's making trades, not just the Cardinals. That's 100% correct. 100% correct that we've seen a little bit more free agent movement, but we're not seeing trade movement. And sometimes trades are secondary to some of what's going on the free agent market. So you can't force the market. The market's going to be organic. Things are going to happen. At some point, it's going to start to move a little bit. I just don't know when that point is going to be. This is what we've got coming up on the program today. Mike Claiborne is going to join us in just about 5 minutes or so. He is here as well as we get ready for the initial Countdown to Opening Day show. We're going to talk some college football with Jerry Palm. We'll do that at 6:35. And then next hour, we'll play back some of the audio from Heim Bloom earlier today. We will hear from John Parado, who covers the Pittsburgh Pirates, who did not sign Kyle Schwarber. And we'll also hear from Stephen Carey, who has done some work with STL Sports Central and has been fill-in host here on KMOX. He's been here at the winter meetings as well, and we'll get his thoughts on some things that are going on. So that's all coming up. You don't want to go anywhere. You are locked to a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We are continuing to come your way from baseball's winter meetings in Orlando. Mike Claiborne here as well. Both of us will have you for the initial countdown to opening day show on Thursday night. But we'll get Claibs in here on Sports Open Line today, probably tomorrow for a little bit as well. Claibs, good to see you.
Man, you know what? This is one of my favorite parts of the year. As we round out the calendar year, you and I, we've been doing this for a few years now here at the winter meetings, and it's always good to see you because I know that spring training is not far away and warmer weather is upon us.
It's incredible. I say this every year, and it's more true every year. The amount of time that goes by so quick from today to when we are in Jupiter, Florida, it moves so fast.
It does. It does. And while we're here in the And at the winter meetings, the other cool thing is we see so many of our friends that we see during the course of the year, whether it's managers or coaches or media members, anybody who's anybody in baseball, you're going to see here at the winter meetings. And I don't know how they can get this thing done because this is a huge environment. I think it's like 5,000 people.
Yeah.
When you think about the job fairs and all the meetings, every department has a meeting going on with regard to whether it's the PR department or the equipment managers. I mean, you name it, everyone is represented here. And it just seems like it's getting bigger and bigger.
Not to, like, complain about things, but this venue we have here, it's too small.
I was saying the same thing. So Chip Carey, this is his first one. And he says, man, this thing is huge. I said, bro, this thing is too small. This setup is too small.
Yeah.
I think San Diego probably does it the best of any of the places we've been.
Well, generally in Orlando, they do it over at the Swan and Dolphin.
Yeah.
That's great.
That was cool. But
yeah.
I gather something else was booked at that time. And, who knows?
Because there's three restaurants for 10,000 people.
That's crazy,
yeah,
man.
It's not enough. The messaging from the Cardinals has been not conceding anything but kind of open for business as we speak. That business hasn't started yet, but it's an interesting thing to look at where they're going to subtract from the roster, but they're not going to openly state that they're going to concede the kind of team they're going to be.
Yeah, and, I still think that's something they're still trying to examine. I'm sure they have their board and how they would like things to be structured as far as priorities are concerned and what players would be of interest to them. And I'm sure they have a price on what they think their players are worth as well. And the only way you can do that is have conversations. And I'm sure Haim and his staff, it's not just not Haim, everybody's talking to somebody in other organizations. And while I think most of us would like to see some action take place here, I think this year you'll see a lot more done before Christmas because in the past we've seen players try and wait this out or agents try and wait it out and even teams try and wait it out. And at the end, they don't really get the bang for their buck. I think most players would like to have a deal done before the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this year going into a potential lockout after this season is something that's on the back burner. And so I think people want a little bit more security now compared to having to fret about how things can unfold later. So I say to everyone, stand by. I'm not predicting a blockbuster deal, but I think the Cardinals will make some progress at these winter meetings. And again, now you don't have to do face-to-face. I mean, you can text, you can do a lot of other things in order to get your point across.
Haim said yesterday they don't talk face-to-face even when they're here.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably right.
If something needs to get pushed over the finish line, maybe you get together, but that's it.
Yeah, I mean, because most of the work has already been done. I think, again, because of all the other elements of an organization, their meetings are probably more fruitful than GMs and presidents of baseball operations, their conversations, because, you had the general manager's meetings, and they can pick up the phone or text anybody at any given time. It's not like the old days where you had to make a long-distance phone call and meet a guy at a restaurant or anything along that line. You can get it done whenever you want to. I think that you just want to get a feel for what the market is like. And now the agent element, where they really have a footprint and true fingerprints on how things are done, by whether it's circulating rumors or trying to sell their goods on the player or getting permission from a team to try and go out and make a deal or put two parties together. There's so many things that take place in that situation that there's the traditional deal making is probably a thing of the past.
I see comments every single day hosting this show, hosting other shows. Fans are frustrated that nothing's happened. Something my mom used to say when I was little, and I'm sure many moms out there used to say, it takes two to tango.
Yes. Well, I think that still works.
Yep, I think that applies to this. You can't get mad at the Cardinals for not making moves when the industry isn't moving.
That's true. And, you know, we've seen this situation now where, well, the big boys have to be dealt, you know, or they have to sign. So we've seen a few signings so far. So now the next tier of free agents will come about. And then also you have to take into account that once those guys have moved on, now the trade issues come into play where teams will maybe zero in on a player that they thought may not be available. Now all of a sudden he is for different reasons. So you have to make sure you're in a position to be able to pivot and make a deal. One of the things you can't do is sit here with your hands folded thinking it's going to get better. Sometimes you just have to push the button. And then there are other times you have to walk away because maybe the deal's too rich.
We just saw John Heyman running. That's like is something happened? He was just obviously late for a hit.
I can say a lot of things right now about that situation, but I'm going to let it go. I'm new here today, so I'm on my best behavior today. Check with me about this time tomorrow, and I'll give you a different opinion about John Heyman and his running skills.
Yes.
Are you having a good time?
Yeah, it's the winter meetings. It's a lot. It's long days. Not you wish more happened. I lament for a game that I love that for these 3 days when there's a spotlight on it that the power brokers in the game haven't figured out a way to make sure more activity happens.
Well, you and I and Chip, we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
With regard to having some sort of structure with regard to how this thing should look, and I'm not sure, man. This I think baseball is missing a golden opportunity in promoting its sport by not having some sort of regulation on when deals can be done or people can be signed and the free agency window, because you want to have people talking about your game in the off season, and I think we blow a great opportunity.
It happens here. I always talk about that second trade deadline they used to have at the end of August. They got rid of that.
Yeah.
Football starting, you're able to get a little bit of a spotlight. And I don't know, baseball, I think Rob Manfred's, I'm not a Rob Manfred fan per se, but I give him credit for a lot of things that he's done to help the game. But in the same time, baseball so often just can't get out of their own way.
Oh, I agree. I agree. I mean, there's been some real progress. I mean, we talk about some of the rule changes. The pitch clock, I think, is one of the greatest inventions in sports. And there are a lot of other things you could do that I think has made the game better. But with that said, there's still this archaic approach about some things. And the answer is, well, we've always done it that way. Well, just because you've always done it that way doesn't always make it the right way or a better way. And, you know, then you have to push back from the union who wants to negotiate everything. And I respect that because neither side trusts each other enough to be able to think this is for the good of the game and not just for one side. So you have all those other distractions, and therefore you get nothing accomplished, mm-hmm. and that's the unfortunate part.
Yeah, it's okay to, like, throw stuff up against the wall once in a while.
Yeah, and, you know, here's the other thing, Matt. You can throw it against the wall, and if it sticks, fine. But give yourself a window where if you need to tweak it, you can come back and revisit it after a couple, 3 years mm-hmm. to see how things work. Or maybe you experiment more in the minor leagues with things like we saw with the automatic balls and strikes and things of that nature. You know, there are ways you can test it out, and there are ways you can tweak it to make it even more effective if you're willing to try and get both sides involved and not make it a negotiating chip. And that's the problem we have. Everything has to be negotiated, and there's some things where common sense went out.
Kevin Wheeler and I were talking the other day. It may have been Jason Stark, it may have been somebody else in The Athletic wrote that one of the things Major League Baseball is considering, because doubles are way down, like exponentially down.
Yeah.
And what's happening is these outfielders are playing deep and they know exactly where you're going to hit it. So they're shifting to where you go. So there's just, unless you hit this thing 120 off the bat, it's not going over the head of an outfielder.
Yeah.
There's been some talk about creating some sort of shifting restrictions in the outfield the way they've done on the infield, both from a where you play from right to left and also from a depth perspective. I'd be interested to see how that would play out.
You know, two trains of thought on that. You know, we get caught up into situations where we don't have enough power, we don't have enough this. And I go back to the fact that we have made slugs so important. We have made it paramount with regard to the success of a team that we don't have guys who know how to use a whole field anymore. You know, the shift kind of exposed, pulled the covers off everyone because everybody was trying to pull the ball with power and slug. And now it's come back to bite them where you know how to position yourself now better. You know, there was a time when guys knew how to go the other way. Guys knew, and the way the balls were juiced a few years ago, you saw so much opposite field power that you couldn't defend it. And now they kind of toned that down a little bit. But I don't want to have too many gimmicks where all of a sudden we have lines drawn in the outfield, lanes where you can be and things. You know, let's not limit the skill set of players because one element dominates another one more. Because it kind of goes in cycles.
Actually, one of the things that most bothers me about the idea of it is the aesthetics of the field.
Yeah.
I don't want that to be impacted. Claibs, always appreciate you being with us.
All right, man. We'll be together for a while.
All right, that's Mike Claiborne. I'm Matt Pauley. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Back at it on KMOX as we are broadcasting from baseball's winter meetings in Orlando. It is a Sports Open Line. We are taking you up until 8 o'clock this evening here on your home for the Cardinals at KMOX. We're going to step away from baseball for just a moment and welcome onto the program one of our favorite people to be able to talk college athletics with. He is Jerry Palm. You can check out his website, which is fantastic. Palmbrackets.com is where you go. Follow him on Twitter at JPPalm85. Jerry, thanks for taking the time with us today. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I am doing pretty good. I just kind of want to let you run with this because obviously so much happened over the last few days when it came to the college football playoff and the selections and the response from Notre Dame and everything. How do you just kind of evaluate everything that happened between the end of the conference championship games to maybe 24 hours or so after the field was announced?
Yeah, there was a lot going on there, wasn't it? Well, I guess let's start with Miami and Notre Dame. And, you know, for the last few weeks at least, they have talked about, after the selections, how Miami's head-to-head result isn't going to take effect unless they end up next to each other when they're considering the teams. And to me, that's false criteria. You know, if they beat them, they beat them. You know, if you don't think they're better despite that, fine. If you think they're better, they don't have to be next to each other for you to think they're better. So, to me, it was just a lot of drama for nothing. And then, especially since this committee creates that circumstance or is in charge of that circumstance. So, you know, Alabama gets annihilated in their SEC championship game with Georgia. Now, they beat Georgia at Georgia, you know, earlier in the season. So that loss probably doesn't look as negative to the committee as it might otherwise if they didn't have a previous result. But nonetheless, Alabama doesn't move down because if Alabama moves down, they're between Notre Dame and Miami. And maybe now the committee doesn't feel like they can do the right thing by having Miami ahead of them. If you just do the right thing at the time, you're not dealing with this nonsense later. Now, it's possible, though, you know, as the season had went on, that Notre Dame, you know, should have been ahead of Miami at some point. But when you get close together, whether you're close together right next to each other or two or three apart, you know, if you think the head-to-head result matters, it should matter when it happens or, you know, when they're back to within striking distance of each other, not necessarily right next to each other. And that's just kind of silly. But nonetheless, I think the right team got in because Miami and Notre Dame had basically the same season and Miami beat them. So, you know, I'm totally fine with the result. I'm not really fine with how it got there. And, you know, other than that, I don't really have any complaints or criticisms, I guess, of what the committee did in terms of picking the teams and getting them right. It was pretty easy once you got to the championship game other than that.
Notre Dame is unhappy with their conference partner for their non-football sports in the ACC. There's already some rumblings out there that they are trying to maybe find another conference. They've always been connected to the Big Ten, but the Big Ten has always said either you bring football in or you don't. Do you think this settles down and they remain partnered with the ACC, or is this going to be a scenario where Notre Dame kind of takes their ball and goes home?
Well, I don't know how much or how long their contracts are with the ACC. You know, if they've got a deal through, you know, they're going to play, what, five or six ACC members in football every year. If that deal goes on for another 5 years, it's probably going on for another 5 years, unless they decide to join the league, you know, or they try to buy their way out of it. But I suspect that Notre Dame will get over it at some point. The ACC is probably the best conference for them to be in for their other sports. And the Big Ten, like you said, it's all or nothing with the Big Ten. So, and they're not going to do that. So the ACC has given them the best deal that they can get for what they want to do. And so they'll get over the hurt and go on. And what they need, though, from the ACC is better competition in the games that they play from the ACC, because they really let them down this year. You know, the ACC was not good this year. And it's just, you know, if Notre Dame's going to play half their schedule against the ACC, they need a little more help. They need that league to lift itself up a little bit.
Is it good or bad that we get this weekly rating show? Because if a lot of these problems are very much self-inflicted because of not just the ratings, but also the comments that are made by people connected with those ratings shows, and then they kind of go back on stuff a little while later.
I think the basketball system works just fine. They do it once in March. They give you all 68 teams. You have a bracket. It's good to go. Obviously, picking 68 teams is not something you could do every week. It was just those guys would never leave wherever it is they would meet to do that. They'd spend a whole week putting 68 together and go right back at it. So obviously that number makes it difficult for you to do that sort of thing. But no, I would not miss the weekly show if it went away. You really just do it. You could do it in the middle of the season like the first one and then do an end one. But if you do it every week, you kind of pin yourself into a corner. And you may not like the fact that you might not like the corner that you're in by the time you get to the end.
I think that's exactly what happened this year. From a college basketball standpoint, the net rankings are such a big part of them putting together the final tournament bracket. Would it be good for college football to come up with, and I know we had the BCS and nobody liked that, and it was a lot of computer rankings and all of that, but would it be smart for there to be some sort of computer model that could help at least advise these the people who are involved with this decision?
Well, let's go back to the net for a second. The net is not used to compare teams together. They're not comparing teams' net rankings together. The net is used actually to measure the quality of your opponents. So, you know, if one team is 35 in the net and another one's 40, that committee is not necessarily going to say that the 35 team is definitely better. So it's not really used that way. And computer rankings in football are tougher to do with a level of accuracy that you'd like, because you're talking about one-third the number of teams that basketball has playing one-third or less the number of games. So you don't have a lot of data connectivity there, scientifically speaking, statistically speaking. So you're not going to have computer rankings that are don't have anomalies even among the higher-up teams. And so you don't want to get in a position where you're really relying on that sort of thing for football.
Moment or so longer with Jerry Palm. we see Notre Dame made the decision they were not going to participate in a bowl game. Other teams have dropped out. Teams like Kansas State and Iowa State are going through coaching changes, so that's the reason why there's a myriad of reasons, and every year we're seeing more and more teams drop out of the bowl, the various bowl games. Where is college football at when it comes to that? There's been a lot of people who have been trying to kind of bury the bowl system and say this is the beginning of the end. Where do you stand on that? Is there always going to be a place for the bowl system, or is this truly something that may not exist at some point in the relatively near future?
It depends on a couple of things. This year was unusual in terms of teams opting out. You might see it, you know, one a year or whatever. Notre Dame did it out of petulance. Iowa State and Kansas State, that kind of thing might happen more often where you lose your coach. And Iowa State lost their coach like the day before the announcement or 2 days before the announcement. I mean, right before the rankings were released and the bowls were selected. So it's but the problem with losing your coach now is, can you get your players to commit to a bowl? Because if your players are all thinking, I might need to go in the portal, depending on who the new coach is, or I might go in the portal anyway, regardless of who the new coach is, but the portal's not open yet, they don't want to risk getting hurt. So you might not have the commitment of your players going forward for bowl games. And this can be true even if the coach isn't going to leave. But especially when you're having a coaching change, That could be a problem going forward where you don't have enough players to field a team for a bowl game.
Jerry Palm, he does a great job covering college athletics. You can follow him on Twitter at jppalm85. And again, the website is fantastic. palmbrackets.com. He's moved all of his coverage onto his own site at palmbrackets.com. Make sure to check it out on an everyday basis. Jerry, thank you so much for taking some time with us. Have a very Merry Christmas, and I'm sure we'll talk again coming up in the new year.
All right, thanks. You too.
All right, very good. That's Jerry Palm joining us, and we appreciate him taking a few moments with us. When he said that, you know, Notre Dame made the decision that they made based off petulance, I think it's a good way to say it. And it's unfortunate, and it, you know, we were talking about this earlier during Rush Hour Sports when Kevin made the point that, you know, these baseball executives, and from a player standpoint and from an owner standpoint, are not going to talk. They're not going to do anything until the very last second next year after the lockout is already underway. And they're going to be operating in the exact opposite way of the way that they would be telling their kids to act, like the way you're supposed to act. And in many ways, that's what we saw from Notre Dame. They're so upset about the fact that they're not in the college football playoff. And I would even say rightfully upset. I'm not saying they rightfully had a spot into the playoff, but I am saying that the feelings that they have, how upset they are, were rightfully felt. I have to think that a bunch of those 18 to 22-year-olds might look back at it. There's some guys there that have played their final football game at Notre Dame, and they didn't know it was their final game when they played it. And if they just would have taken a beat on that one a little bit and made the decision, I think they probably would have chosen to play in a bowl game, and they would have gotten the opportunity to play in a pretty solid bowl game, but they're not getting that opportunity, and that is just the way things are. We are going to take a break again. Coming up next hour, we've got a lot going on next hour. We're going to play back some of what Heim Bloom had to say during his nightly media session. We're also going to talk with John Parado. We'll talk with him about all things Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and we got a few other things to get to next hour as well, including a conversation with Stephen Carey, who covers the Cardinals for STL Sports Central. That's all coming up. Don't go anywhere. You are locked to a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on King of OX.
We are starting to wrap up hour number one of a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We've got another hour coming up after the 7 o'clock news. A couple comments have come in that I wanted to respond to. Eric sends in a message, says, are any Cardinals going to play for Team USA in the WBC? Yeah, there's I don't know for sure about Team USA. I would suspect that Brendan Donovan's going to get a pretty good look there. Mark DeRosa, the manager for Team USA and former Cardinal, did unveil new additions to the roster earlier today. That group included DH Kyle Schwarber, so a big day for him, as he also re-signed with the Phillies. Infielders Bryce Terang and Gunnar Henderson and catcher Will Smith, they all committed. So that roster now includes Aaron Judge, Cal Raleigh, Bobby Witt Jr. and Paul Skeens. So that's a pretty good roster. I think, again, there's at least a shot that we could see a Brendan Donovan on that roster. We also learned today from the Panamanian, for the Panama folks, that as far as the Panamanian team goes, they would like to have Ivan Herrera. What's not clear is if Ivan Herrera is going to be healthy enough to do that. And when health is an issue, that is when Major League Baseball teams do have a little bit of a say on if players are going to play. Chaim Bloom told us today that there are a number of players who are kind of on the reserve list that was initially received from the various international federations, but can't really share who's going to play and who's not going to play. Also, there's going to be some Cardinal staff members who are part of WBC coaching staffs, and some of that's out there and some of it's not. Bloom was aware of those. He didn't feel like it was his place to break that news, but you will certainly see some individuals when it comes to the WBC connected to the Cardinals for sure. They're going to be involved. Got a text message that came in from the 314. Says, it's hard to believe 45 years ago, Whitey Herzog made an 11-player deal, a 4-player deal, and a 7-player deal in all winter meetings. Would love to hear your thoughts on that. My thoughts are that baseball has changed and the winter meetings have changed, where previously, look, it's just easier to communicate now. And I know there was nothing stopping somebody from picking up a phone when Whitey Herzog was doing that. Like, I'm not trying to say that you had to send messages via a courier, right? Like, it was more than that. But the way we communicate today, and the constant communication, and the prevalence of text messages and things like that, and being able to just easily get on a Zoom call, it's different. Whereas back then, the communication also was different, where you went to the winter meetings, and you went to the winter meetings to get business done and to initiate conversations. Now you come to the winter meetings to continue conversations and continue trade talks and maybe set some groundwork for something later on. So my response to that would just be that was from a different age. It was a different time, and that's not really the way things are done now. Speaking of Heim Bloom, he spoke with us earlier today in his suite. We'll play back some of what he had to say. We'll do that coming up after the 7 o'clock news here in a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.